hear the words you say sometimes? I mean, who talks like that? 98 KUPD.
Time now for Brady to give you all the news that only Brady knows. And it's brought to you by our friends at Hooters. Ready for some Monday night football action? Patriots, Jets, 50-point spread. Tonight, Monday night football, you can at least enjoy your meal, your drinks, and your views if Hooters is your football headquarters. Head on down there and have a good time at any of the Valley Hooters. They bring you the Brady Report. Brady, report it.
Good Monday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world. Happy Back to the Future Day.
That's not a thing.
What do you do on Back to the Future Day? Create a little time capsule, put some stuff in there, put it in your basement.
Oh, no.
Go through old photos.
Incorrect. What you do on Back to the Future Day is call an ex. Try to bang an ex.
Do like Doc and try to fix your past.
Right. Try to bang an ex. It's not as good as you think it was.
Oh, like the AA guys have to cold call all the people they've wronged?
Yeah, exactly.
Right, right.
Listen, sorry.
It's Back to the Future Day. You're telling me, Doc. No. Marty, we have to call all the people we've screwed over. Hi, it's Doc Brown. Remember that time you thought you lost your wallet? I took it. Bye. Marty, I'm a thief. Marty, you remember how you were in love with your mother? You weren't alone. Your mom.
It's a better way to deliver the news.
Doc Brown?
Tough. Yeah.
Call people as Doc Brown today and tell them you're sorry for something you've done terrible. Hi, Brady, it's John.
What's going on?
Oh, I have to tell you something. Are you sitting down?
Yeah.
Your mom.
Oh, boy.
Ooh. Are there still dial tones? Ooh. Maybe I'll just make that noise.
You're not allowed to get mad at him at Back to the Future Day. You have to just accept the wrong.
You're telling me you, my mom, with the DeLorean?
That's right, Marty, Brady, whoever. Back to the Future Day is not a thing. All this other stuff you've done, like National Coming Out Day and Cinnamon Bun Day and all that, Back to the Future Day, that's dumb.
And watch it tonight.
No.
Yeah, I don't know when it started.
Does every movie get a day? Do we have Godfather Day? And, I mean, how deep does this go?
I don't know.
Butterfly Effect Day.
No.
That's every day.
Don't. Just bang an X. That's Back to the Future Day is bang an X. If you're lonely and you're weird. And you know what it'll do? It'll make you think, wow, all that pining I've done over how I missed them. You realize why it ended. It ended for a reason. So
even if you're married?
Yeah, especially if you're married. It's Back to the Future Day. You're going back to when you weren't married. And you hammer that X and you're like, wow, it's not what I'm making it out in my head. Nothing from the past is as good as I'm making it out.
You have to let your wife do it too then, right?
Whatever. I don't even know her. It's Back to the Future. I haven't met her yet. It's a freebie is what it is. Come on. Play along. Run into an oldest.
Got a couple of Monday morning fun facts. Crayola has crayons called Carnation Pink, Piggy Pink, Pink Sherbert, Pink Flamingo, Tickle Me Pink, but not one that's just regular old pink.
All right. Is this bugging you?
It's a fun fact, John.
I'm just plain old pink.
Grinds his gears.
Out of the...
What have homos been doing? You got to name everything doubles.
How's that possible?
Have a homo pink.
Out of the 19,400 or so Major League Baseball players since 1876, only 12 were from Alaska.
Huh.
The most famous?
Old Alaska Joe.
Kurt Schilling.
Oh, that guy.
Born in Anchorage.
Really? I did not know that.
I didn't either.
If you make it to the top of Mount Everest, you'll be standing in both Nepal and China. The border between them goes right through the peak.
Don't have to worry about that, Brady.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah. I've seen too many movies where it ends badly.
I've seen one. I've seen one movie, and it's not fun. None of that looked fun.
Even looks
the people
pretty
who
stupid.
Made it. The people who made it came back with half a nose. No, thanks.
A bunch of idiots is what they were.
If I was Nepalese,
you take that last little bit to the peak, the I think they call it the Rainbow Trail because it's all the frozen hikers.
Yeah, if I have to go somewhere where I have to pass tons of dead bodies, I'm out.
Most of the time, stepping over a corpse is not on my list of things to do for fun. Usually that's called war or tragedy, not accomplishment. So, yeah, I'm out on that. And good for you that you and a Sherpa that does this three times a week right. have accomplished so much. The Nepalese people never get the credit they deserve. Those Sherpas are the ones that are impressive. He just went last Thursday. He's doing it again for you. And you're there like, I'm going to conquer the earth. I'm the strongest man in America. It's like you and 30,000 other people that do it every year.
Well, they don't count because they're not white, John.
Yeah, no, because they're poor Sherpas. Run them up there again.
I just got back to stay.
Do it again.
Okay. There's some dead Sherpas there, too, though.
There's a couple dead Sherpas.
Yeah, there's a few dead.
With an espresso machine on their back and all the luggage.
To me, the Sherpa dying for you. Makes sense. Because eventually they've got to wear down, like those pack horses that run out there at the Grand Canyon. They have that problem up there at the Havasupai Falls where they're not taking care of them, and that one just dropped dead, and they drug it, and then they cut them free, and the Indians kicked it off the side of a hill in front of all the tourists. They might have to shut that down for a little bit. The horses all look a little like donkeys because they start working them too early, so that stunts their growth. Oh, it's a mess. I've always wanted to do that hike until I saw what goes on with the animals. Lynette Not to mention Stewart. You crap yourself the entire time. That's something no one talks about.
What?
Yeah, evidently, on the hike, you're just covered in your own feces. Sounds fun, huh? Lynette's, I'll climb Camelback or Squapee. That's enough.
Lynette Stewart is from Lincoln, California, just outside of Sacramento. And on Thursday night, she filled up a gas can at a Chevron station, then flagged down a cop who was passing by. She told him she needed to get back to her car, which was out of gas. So he gave her a ride to it. It was about six blocks away. When they got there, he ran the plates, found out it was a stolen car.
Oops.
She was arrested for vehicle theft. Turned out she had meth on her, too. Charged with drug possession.
Shocking.
Lovely mugshot of Lynette.
Oh, this will be good.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Oh, my sweet Jesus. I think it's Tony Hale in a wig. It's the pretty sure that is Buster from Arrested Development.
Having a rough day.
Yeah. That's
What's his character on Veep?
I forgot his name on Veep. He's great.
Wow. That is him.
That's Tony Hale, though.
It's Metalhead, Tony
Hale. Yeah. If he would have been a pothead in high school and never let go.
A Florida man. His name was Vic Vickery. He was taken into custody Thursday on manslaughter charges. Vic was with his girlfriend, Samantha, there in the bedroom, getting it on, and they heard a noise outside the window. That's where Vic ran out naked and saw Asad Akbar is his name.
Admiral Akbar?
Admiral Akbar.
It's a trap. We have an opening here. Yeah.
Asad Akbar was outside the window.
That's all I see now.
It's a 2-meter hole outside this window.
2 meters? That'll be like shooting womp rats back home.
Why not? That's a trap.
He had his genitals out.
Of course I did.
Why wouldn't I?
That's I'm an alien. We don't wear pants where I'm from.
And that's where Vic Vickery basically beat him up. But he told when the cops arrived, he said, he had ice on his foot, and he said he was ice in his foot because he chased Asad Akbar.
Admiral Akbar. That would be the worst day of your life. You're just sitting there watching TV, and you look out the window and go, is that Admiral Akbar? No, it's Tori Spelling. What's the difference? Get her out of my window.
Actually, has a bigger head than Toledo.
You see, Admiral Akbar's eyes go boom when he sees that you saw him.
I put my genitals away.
The police put two and two together pretty quick. He did not chase Akbar. He actually kicked him in the head so much that dude ended up dying.
Oh, Admiral Akbar's gone.
Yep.
They did Patrick Day to him, huh?
Man.
And they found out that Vic Vickery also had a couple of restraining orders
against from Admiral
his girlfriend.
Akbar.
His girlfriend had that before, and he was also out on bond after being arrested in a felony sex crime.
But that doesn't mean he can't beat up a guy looking at his window.
Peeping Tom, he just went, you know.
Was this is Vic Vickery?
Yeah.
You're allowed to beat up Peeping Toms?
Sure.
Yeah. They're not in your house.
Yeah, but if he's outside your house and you catch him and he's still out there, you can feel threatened by it.
What if he's in a tree, like on the line?
Yeah, then you can't do it. If he starts running away, you can't do it.
Yeah, and he, you know, his initial story said he chased after him and then held him down until the police arrived.
Vickery, Vickery, Chim Chim Taroo. Vic Vickery. I like his name.
In Volusia County, Florida, an exotic dancer moved in with an elderly man she met while working at the club. And just within a couple of months of shacking up, the old man was giving her a place to stay. She managed to get about $51,000 out of the dude, taking his ATM, doing some withdrawals on that.
That's impressive.
She's in trouble. There's a mugshot of her. She's
you can't do that. It's illegal to steal that much money. It's illegal to steal money at all, but you're going to get caught with that one. That's big.
In Ruggles Township, Ohio. OH! I've never heard of Ruggles Township.
Really?
Yeah.
You know the entire
state? I know
it's
in Ashland County, but I...
I don't even know what that is, Brady. You know all the counties?
No, I don't know all the counties, but I recognize that one. So anyway, this guy has a problem with the city over his property. He built a shack, a little tin barn to store some farm equipment. But the county says, no, you're over our land. You're, you know, it's about 5 feet into our property.
Yeah.
So they fixed it. They basically put a fence through the shack, but they also cut in the middle of the barn. The guy's like, I can't store anything now. Can we at least, before you went ahead and do that.
Make a deal? They cut out the chunk the fence goes through and just left it open. That's pretty, actually, it's really well engineered, though.
Yeah.
The guy didn't notice this was going on?
Again,
he must have been out
right.
of town that week.
There was no fence there to begin with, and he didn't know the county property was over there, but
can't
still.
Just build a fence to it and then start again on the other side and let the guy have his tractor shed?
Yeah.
Of course, the guy with the tractor shed, move it over 5 feet.
Yep. Evidently, he has another problem. He's in county land on another property, too.
He's got no boundaries. He's a personal space. I bet she's a close talker.
This New York man is suing NBC Universal Media after he purchased an unlimited refill cup at one of the company's theme parks. He was at the Universal's Island of Adventure in Orlando.
Oh, yeah. I know it well.
He purchased the refillable souvenir cup for $16.99.
Yeah, and you can walk around and get
it. Just continually refill it.
Yeah, you buy the cup and they have little stations everywhere.
Six Flags has this, too.
Yeah.
Kings Island.
And then reactivate it. You can reactivate it the next day for $8.99.
Oh, my God.
Evidently, it is not unlimited refills. Well, the deal is you can only refill it outside of air. You got to do it in 12 minutes.
Is it just sodas and stuff?
It's just sodas.
All you spend $30 in 2 days on all you can drink soda. I bet you if they were charging, you wouldn't drink that much.
We didn't even realize it until halfway through the day, and we went up to one of those things. We're like, oh, look.
So you just keep going.
And it wouldn't let you do it because it has a sensor on it.
It does. It knows you do it and you can only refill it. It has to be outside of 10 minutes.
You have to just guzzle?
Yeah.
So I see. You can't just smash one and then do it right away.
Some jackass, is standing there waiting 10 minutes to get...
Saying it's sold as an unlimited refills.
Doesn't with say, reasonable time parameters
it
between drinks.
Doesn't say that on there. That's his lawsuit.
I should be able to... You go all the way... All the way to the fun park just to stand next to the dispenser and just keep refilling
and
chugging.
What a dick. What are you bringing a lawsuit for that for? That's ridiculous.
Yeah, just slow down.
I'm so thirsty. Florida's hot.
Wouldn't you rather ride the rides than, screw around at the...
No, I spent $16. I'm getting $30 worth of pop.
That's just dumb.
I've got a quick wild world.
$16 on a soda is dumb. Yeah. I'll get two of them for 10 because they're probably $5 a glass if they're overcharging you.
I mean, you could do water, too. I mean,
sure, but still. That shouldn't cost you $24
no,
either.
No, you're right. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Hello, my friends. I'm Brady Bogan, and this is your Wild, Wild World. This is pretty amazing. The photo I'm about to show you was from a wildlife park in Africa, Zambia, the Lwangwa River. Camp that found the snapshot is an elephant that died, but it's on top of a crocodile. First time they've captured it, must have been they're figuring out the crocodile attacked the elephant as it was crossing the river, and they both
perished in this terrible tragedy. So he's fallen down dead,
but he crushed the
but underneath
crocodile
him was his victim. It's like the Jesus of elephants, Brady.
I'm Brady Bogan, and that's your Wild Wild World.
That's it? Just a picture of two dead things laying on each
yeah.
other. Yeah. It's like having sex with a big guy, and he has a heart attack on a woman, and falls down, and she can't get him off. That's an old wives' tale or a story that I've heard before, but like the fat guy has sex, has a heart attack, dies on top of her, and she can't get out from under him for a couple of days. And then she dies from fat guy. You have daughters. That can happen. That might happen to Kirby.
Somebody just collapses.
Some fat. Some ranch dressing fat that she's taken to because, you know, everybody's convincing everybody that personality is more important.
Oh, Brady, what if you get that call?
We found your daughter.
No, what was she doing?
What under fat guy.
While she's trapped, John.
Oh, yeah.
You learned from that from the fatty and skinny.
From the what?
Fatty and skinny riddle or song. Fatty and skinny sleeping in the bed. Fatty rolled over and skinny's dead.
Yeah.
Fatty called the doctor, and the doctor said that's what skinny gets for sleeping in the bed.
What the
what
kind of childhood did
I've
you have?
I've heard monkeys bouncing on the bed, but I've never heard that.
Yeah, monkeys bouncing on the bed.
Creepy story.
Somebody told you don't sleep with
a fatty?
No
more monkeys bouncing on the bed.
Aunt Mary.
Yeah. Wow.
It had to have been Aunt Mary.
And she wrote that. That's Aunt Mary's original work.
Yeah, that's not a version I've heard.
No, you don't throw that at the children.
Never sleep with a fat. They'll kill you.
Wow. What do you do? Do you go help Kirby if she's trapped under a fat who had a heart attack and trapped her?
Pretty much. Sure. If my daughter is trapped under somebody and
you have to go pull
she
him.
Calls for help.
He's still in there.
Sweaty dead body.
He's
still in there. You got to roll Fatty off of him. Then you're going to see a gape.
The chance that you take.
No, it's
John.
Not. You just don't go. You call the authorities. You don't need to be in that room.
Well, yeah. I mean, if they'll probably be able to get there before I will.
Ugh. Oh. Good God. I better let her live with it. Figure it out. There's got to be snacks in that house.
Kick out from under them, Dad.
Well, you need to make better life choices. Start digging.
In Biddeford, Maine, Jake Arsenault is in, he's in eighth grade. Anyway, it was picture day, and his dad dared him to wear his hot dog suit for picture day. Sure enough, not only did he take the pictures in the hot dog suit, but it's on his student ID now. Pretty solid.
That's pretty good. They still hit you as parents for picture day in this day and age?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Who needs the memory?
And retakes. It's just a lot more streamlined.
Did you not like the first one if you want retakes?
Not only that, John.
They've always done retakes, but you can do them right there.
No, no.
Like, look, how about this one?
You reschedule
that. Oh, my God.
Now it's fall
pictures
and spring pictures.
Oh, come on. You've got 700.
Photographers
got
to get paid.
So you can see how your child has advanced in 6 months.
They don't got to get paid. It's just a waste of money at this point. You've got 7,000 photos of your kid per month.
John, we don't have those blue backgrounds at our house, okay?
That is true. So, you can't find those anywhere. Either.
Right.
You're right.
So we have to buy these.
That's right.
And our wives tell us that we have to do this.
Because we have to remember what they looked like. We have literally 100 pictures from yesterday.
It's a rite of passage.
Is it?
Been doing it for decades, and it's not going to stop.
So is slavery.
I died.
I'm stumped.
No, yeah. I'm not stumped. You're preaching to the choir. Yeah. I'm why are we paying for this? Why are we doing picture day?
More importantly, why did teachers have to march on the Capitol and we didn't ever think to cut the picture photographer? Like, give him a couple $100.
Yeah.
That's a fee we don't need.
Dress my daughter up. Stand her against that white wall over there. I'll take her photo.
Yeah.
And then
we can have all the memories we need. And we can go until we like it.
We'll put on there what grade she's in.
Yeah.
But it's different because there's no wagon wheel and farm.
I'll find one. That is I didn't realize picture day.
They didn't even do that. Picture day is basically still a thing. It's just for the yearbook thing, and then you got to buy the yearbook. And then you buy the photo package. But
they have yearbooks for seventh graders?
You buy a yearbook every year?
Yep, there's a junior high yearbook.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too.
We had yearbooks, but I think they gave them to us. They're like $4. They were worthless.
Nah, you're lucky.
Ours was spiral bound. It wasn't like hardcover or anything.
Ours was tiny. Rhodes had yearbooks. High school yearbooks, I guess, sort of makes sense.
Right.
I was given a choice. They're like, you can either have a Letterman jacket or a yearbook.
Take the coat.
Ooh.
Yeah, coat.
Living in Illinois. Give me some clothes.
I think they were disappointed, though. It was a lot more expensive.
Man, oh, man. I didn't realize they still took pictures of your kids and acted like that was a rare occurrence.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't make sense.
That's all we do is take pictures of them. And you bought, how much is it? A couple $100?
No.
No. You can,
anywhere you can from like 12 to $75.
Oh, the big pack. But do you still get the little tiny ones that you can cut
the
out?
The wallet.
Yep. Why?
Yep. I know.
Doesn't make sense.
No, and they should do an app.
Package it
like
together,
it,
though.
That doesn't make any sense.
Because you will always get like a wallet.
You know what the most expensive one is? Huh. The digital one. Because then you have the rights to it and everything.
That makes
like
sense.
That. Yeah.
To me.
That's a $30 one. They'll email it to you.
Boy, that is dumb. And parents can't say no, can you? Like you guys feel.
Yeah, you can. You know.
I know, but you feel kind of obligated
you're
to do it.
You're conditioned. Yeah,
you're in the system. So my kid doesn't participate in picture day. He's Jehovah.
And it's like, you know, we got the feels because we did it when we were kids.
Sure.
We wanted
makes
the
you feel
same
like it's
experience.
The same. Picture day stunk. Then you had to wait like 3 weeks for your dopey picture to come back. I'm like, oh no.
Yep.
This is the worst picture I could have ever taken. My teeth look like a picket fence. Second grade, I'm missing teeth. Little hillbilly.
Well, we've got to send them to, you know, grandparents. And
you do it every day with Facebook.
I know.
Yeah, that is a fleecy.
I think
boy,
those are
boy,
like
that's stop
the
number
school
one.
Photos probably for grandparents are like the Christmas cards. After, you know, you get them every year. Do you keep them all? Like,
I don't get it.
Here's a new product that you might be interested in. The Testacuzzi.
In?
It's a mini jacuzzi for your nuts.
A hot tub for my balls?
Yep.
I've got one of those. It's called a hot tub. My balls go in it, too. What's wrong with the rest of me?
It's mini jacuzzi. You just fill it up with hot water, flip it on, let the bubbles give your gonads a nice, comfortable soak.
I'm not going to lie. That sounds phenomenal.
Website says it's great after a long bike trip,
yep.
Horseback riding, accidentally catching one to the groin.
My
$40.
I was laying down on my side with my knees together on the couch. And my balls were behind me, a little bit out of the thighs, because I have that excessive scrotal skin. And
protruding.
They got smashed.
By?
You could have used the testicles.
She went to sit down, and hand got close and mangled my nuts. Kicked her square in the face. Basically screamed out, get the f*** out of my house. I've had it.
Like one of those.
What are they doing there?
The Grand Canyon.
They're behind me. You know this. My scrotal skin is long and useless. Yeah, it was very warm. I biked a lot. I didn't need that. The dogs are careful. They know where my balls live. It's in the wrong place. They had no reason for them to be back there, though. I have to admit, there's plenty of room to sit down. Took a blow.
John, I'm sorry about your balls, but from now on, anytime I see a kid in a blue shirt in his school picture, I'm going to think differently.
Yandy has another call.
He's autistic with big balls?
Yeah. Yandy has another Halloween costume. You can dress up as a sexy Popeye's chicken sandwich. Currently, it's sold out right now. It's $80.
Hey, just like the sandwich.
Why? If you look, all you have to do is have a fat ass, I think.
This one?
The end goal's the same. Sexy chicken sandwich. I don't even know how that works. Does that work for you, Brady?
Not really.
It's just what the leotard with a picture of a chicken sandwich on it. That's not even trying.
I get more of a pineapple vibe there than
do
a
you?
Chicken sandwich.
I'm not getting anything other than the girl looks like she's going to work out.
Yeah, I'll take the Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, the Chick-fil-A cow.
Got another.
What is wrong with us?
Yeah, there's something
society.
Really, really wrong with us. We want to eat that.
Got another photo. This guy named Marco, he lives in Dallas. He's 21 years old. Recently got a tattoo. He went with a large cherry blossom tattoo on the side of his torso. After he got it done, he realized he looked just like the Arizona green tea can. It went viral, and the folks from Arizona Iced Tea noticed it and sent out a tweet. We guess this means it's going pretty serious between us.
Yeah, that does look just like the green tea, and that's on the side of his body now.
Yeah,
what was the original intent? He painted them green and put the logo on. What was the tree for in the first place?
He just wanted the cherry blossom on.
Is he Asian?
Marco.
Nope.
Is his first name. I'm gonna
no,
say
he's
no.
white. There's his skin. Well, that's dumb.
Got Cupid on the forearm.
Something that's what it'll be known as from now on.
It does look good with the green and the arrows. He should just finish it off. Put the whole logo on there.
We'll end it with a real quick pretty video for Halloween. This is a family's place in Wayne, New Jersey. They've got 218 inflatables spread all over the place. Halloween inflatables.
It's too many. And it's just pointless.
It's just pretty ridiculous.
A cluster of inflatables. It looks like a mess.
The plugs.
It's a mess. Oh,
wow.
A mess.
Why are you so against fun, John?
I'm not. That's not fun. That's just cleanup. What a disaster. Now it's starting to smooth out a little bit. Good Lord. Where do you store all those?
Yeah, I was going to say, it costs us $250 a month for the U-Haul storage.
Oh, my God.
That is a lot of money invested.
That is a ton of money to try to lure children to your home.
You see the neighbor across the street for sale?
Yeah, of course. The lunatics. Imagine what they do for Christmas. You got Jack Skeleton living across the street. And it's just anything. R2-D2, Scooby-Doo. Yep. It's just, if it inflates and it has Halloween theme, it's going up. We're not playing favorites here.
Yeah, they have a problem.
Yeah, that's called an addiction.
Wow.
That's nuts. How have we not seen this in the past? This is not a first-year issue. Somebody driving by and telling the HOA. If that was your neighbor, wouldn't you just knock on the door and go, half? What do you mean? Just, this is overkill. We get it. You like Halloween.
You want to compete with Laser Brady.
There you go.
That's it.
That's
your way.
You
could jam 200 inflatables in your yard?
No.
I think you should try. Stack them.
Maybe on the tree.
Just no, you couldn't. This place is just lousy with inflatables.
Yeah, just wall to wall. Laser will be so, his mouth will be agape after he sees that.
Ah, Pokemon wants to play. Laser's heading on over. I'm buying myself 219 inflatables and show the way.
Yeah, then next year Laser has more inflatables than you.
Brady in the haunted house this year actually killed a person. That's how realistic it is.
Get 300 inflatables.
Game on, Bogan. Game on.
On Saturday night, one of the neighbors come by as we're driving by and said, we're going to a haunted place. We have friends. The boys have a friend on their baseball team. Their family decided to decorate their house pretty decked out for Halloween.
Right.
And they open it up on the 1st of October, and people can come by there all 30 days.
In their home?
In their, yeah. Could you imagine?
No. No,
oh, thank
They're
you.
Heading over there about 9:30 at night.
To go through somebody's house? It's
going
to be disappointing. You never go through someone's
haunted house.
Nobody's homemade haunted house is going to be worth your time, except for on Halloween night.
Right.
It's just
they're going the full
it's the dude's house.
Full month.
My guess is he's got like a Viking range. He's got some Jonesy stuff in there. And so you walk through and the adults are like, "Whoa. Nice kitchen." Like, he's really just, he's passive-aggressively showing off some of his cooler items.
Or they just
set
it up.
And then the neighbors go out and buy it.
Outside, or they extended the garage. And
either way, he's got something he's showing off.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with the Halloween. I want people to traipse through my house and give me praise. It's a good-looking Viking range. Yeah. All Viking products. I see. You go home and feel less about yourself. That's why he wants people to wander around his house for 30 days.
That's my George Foreman grill.
It's my grill. Doing tours of the house, calling it a Halloween haunted, but really don't care. Get all the big stuff out. Oh, you noticed, huh? Got 71 televisions in that room. It's like the Brady Bunch just kind of mapped out. It's pretty amazing. Anyway, enjoy the haunted house. Would you ever do that? There's that old man on... Christmas time over there on 44th Street in Camelback. Everybody emails me. He's a kind old man. But, man, he starts decorating that place early November. And figurines, and his whole house becomes this winter wonderland. And then
he puts out a collection bucket.
Yeah, and he sits outside every night dressed as Santa while people just wander through his house. No, thank you.
That's bizarre.
That's creepy. That's what spiders do. Spiders build big webs.
Do you go by it every year?
Next to stuff that flies like, and then the spider just sits and waits for the flies to go in, and then they eat them. That's all I think is it's predatorial.
The trapdoor spider.
Nobody likes people enough to go come into my home and just enjoy stuff I've done for you, strangers. That's a creep. It's a creepy behavior.
Eric's favorite's the Stations of the Cross.
That's over there by my mom's
house. Yeah. Oh, gosh.
I love that guy. And that dude's doing that to show off his awesome backyard because he's got a really nice backyard.
Yeah, that's my wife comments on it every time.
Because it's beautiful, and that's all those people are doing it for. That's the only reason, like, please step into our backyard. We've built Stations of the Cross. I don't even understand it, but I was looking over. I'm like, that's a nice rock feature in that pool. I like what he did there with the palm trees. Jesus then drug his cross. I don't care about any more of the noises that are going on.
It is kind of creepy, though.
It is creepy.
Pontius Pilate's on a really cool fire pit.
Yeah. Especially because you pop out and the neighbors have, like, Snoopy skiing. I'm like, oh. Reset. Christ died in their backyard, and then I came outside and saw the Peanuts gang opening presents. I'm going to throw my face into the wall.
Well, you're getting a mix in that.
In the garage, the lights are in the garage bar. Two houses down.
Oh, the garage bars.
The bars are impressive.
The garage bar. There's three of them in that street. And, yeah. I used to know a guy who had one. My mom's neighborhood. That's her neighborhood. Man, oh, man.
Boy, and I get inspired every time I see him. I tell Lisa, I go, we're doing the bar
we
like
could do that.
And then bars. 2 days later, I'm like, never mind.
It's too much.
Not doing that. It's a lot of work.
And then you realize you build that garage bar, and you want to just crack the garage and have a nice – and then all of a sudden, neighbors wander over. Like, ooh, I built this for just me.
Yeah, wait a minute. What was I thinking?
I'll invite you, but now it looks like I'm inviting you. Not the idea. We got ourselves that Camaro to give away. We're going to tell you the word. You guys can text us in just moments for your chance to win our 40th anniversary Camaro Z28, a 1979 Camaro that has been redone. And we'll tell you all about it in just seconds. Along with the word, you're going to text. Grab your phones. 97936 is the text number. We'll give you the word in just seconds. You might win a car.
Big, red, badass.
What? What did you just say?
Badass. 98 KUPD.